The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, folks. So welcome. All right, I appreciate suggestions on meditative themes over there. Good. We're converging on something like love. One of the yogis, sangha members, she's here, sent me a very brief poem from the haiku, Japanese 18th century haiku poet Kobayashi Issa, who, my understanding, had quite tragic life. And so the very short but very to the point poem, "This World of Dew is a World of Dew, and yet, so let us settle in to our posture. So what are the conditions that support love? Some measure of tranquility. So we soothe our heart as we begin. A measure of samadhi, the unification of mind. So we gather ourselves. The more still we become, the more uniformly love flavors the mind. Strangely, our love is supported by our capacity to put the world down temporarily, to relinquish covetousness and distress with respect to the world, as the Satipatthana reads. We just establish some mindfulness. Awake to this moment. Awake to joy. Awake to sorrow. Whatever heaviness is in our heart, we begin to sense that. Might be significant, might be quite subtle. Might be specific, and it may be just the sorrow of being human. In whatever ways we suffer, whatever ways we are not free, we become willing to have a thoroughly undefended relationship to that suffering, to the whatever heaviness might be there, whatever helplessness might be there. The more vividly, soberly we experience our own pain, the more obvious the necessity of love becomes. So we start very close to the ground level of being human, that we suffer. And then we begin to pour our love into that pain, letting it mix. Letting the love bless the pain. Maybe there's some visual thinking, visual imagery that supports this process. Maybe you're silently whispering words in your own mind to evoke the care. The poignancy of love meeting suffering. Becomes a kind of home to abide, Brahma Vihara. A sense of protection of that species of love. When we come to know how utterly impersonal our suffering is, come to know its universality, come to know it as the thread that weaves us together. Becomes more natural to begin to wish that other beings suffer less. The abrasiveness of cruelty is so obvious in the light of awareness. And so we turn to this this kind of love and no, it's not sufficient. No, it's not the last word. But do not let either of those facts rob you of the experience of knowing love deeply and abiding in it. Just resting, softening. like our body kind of antenna of sorts, and resonating at a certain frequency and then radiating, broadcasting the same frequency. So beginning to line up your being in the direction of compassion. Just resting in such a way that we plant seeds of nonviolence in the heart mind. That we become fundamentally alienated from cruelty. That our love becomes much closer to the surface. Just one breath, one memory, one word. And the Dharma rushes in. The love rises up. Maybe very quiet love. But love nonetheless. May my life be a cause and condition for less suffering, more understanding.
you.